السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this dunya to prepare for hereafter. Our ultimate goal is to get ready for the next life. Now, how to achieve the success in this world? The Sharia, the Holy Quran, and the Seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is as a practical example in front of us. But for the layman, it's very hard to go through all the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is very difficult for everyone to study the entire Holy Quran. But ulama has summarized out of all these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, four very authentic and profound ahadith. If all of us, each one of us, hold fast and practice upon these four ahadith, it will be sufficient for whole of the life. And inshallah, by practicing on these ahadith, we will achieve success and the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these ahadith are not difficult. It is not hard to practice. It is very easy. It is very simple. It is very short. But we have to hold it very fast and firm and try to practice in our daily life. One of the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو لا يصمت أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. That one hadith is that whoever believe on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he is one only worthy of worship and he has no partner, and one who believes in yawmul akhirah, the life after death, what he should do? فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا. Whenever he speaks, whenever he opens his mouth, he should speak always good, otherwise keep quiet. Simple hadith. Because I have mentioned before also that we are responsible for our actions, for our words. Whatever we uttering from our mouth, it has been recorded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's angels, and they are going to present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Qaf, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٍ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. So these two angels who are sitting on our shoulders from the day of we born till the day we'll die, they are continuously 24/7 with us. So they are recording every word uttered by us, whether it's good word or bad word. So we have to be very, very, conscious about what we are uttering. Sometimes we are gossiping, backchatting, enjoying the time. And in that process, we don't know which word we are uttering without our thinking. And that word can lead us to the kufr and shirk. This is just the job and activity of our tongue. A person is 60, 70 years spent as a kafir and mushrik, Yahud and Nasara, right? But Allah granted him hidayah and he just uttered this kalima, la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, by his tongue. By uttering this word by his tongue and believing in it, he becomes Muslim. Is that simple? So it is so simple to enter into the fold of Islam, right? It is that simple. May Allah forbid, can go out of Islam too. Same tongue can utter some word, which is the word of kufr or shirk or something which is not allowed in Sharia. And because of that, a person goes out of Islam and he doesn't even know, he doesn't even realize that I am out of Islam. It's so dangerous. So Rasulullah said, a mu'min, a true believer, the sign of the true believer is that whenever he speaks good, otherwise he keeps quiet. So please hold this thing, hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in our entire life, and inshallah we will be protected from so many evils and so many bad things if we just control our tongue. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam emphasized so much on controlling our tongue that he said, I seen in the hellfire that most of the people are gone, Muslims are gone into the hell because of the mischievousness of the tongue, because of the evil of the tongue. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, very close sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was going as a governor of Yemen, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam advising him, final advices, farewell advices, and one of those he said, he took out his Mubarak tongue. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took out his Mubarak tongue, hold it, and he said, O Mu'adh, be careful of your tongue. Control your tongue. So it's so important, my brothers, we should control our tongue. The second advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن الإسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه. Very important hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, the beauty of Islam, a person's beauty of Islam is that he leaves unnecessary things out of his practice. Like, he does not get involved, he does not get indulged in those activities or in those talking and gossiping and dialogues which is not beneficial to him, not for this dunya, not for hereafter. Just passing time, just cracking the jokes, just, you know, having the majlis and gathering and doing things which is not beneficial, not profitable, not for this dunya, not for hereafter. So that is not the sign of the Muslim. A mu'min cannot waste his time. For every moment is precious, is valuable in the life of the believer. So we have to take care of our time, and we should not waste our time in any activity which is not beneficial to us in this world as well as in hereafter. The third advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رجلا قال للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أوصيني قال لا تغضب فردد مرارا قال لا تغضب. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and asked for advice. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, give me some advice so I can practice upon it and I can be successful. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him one advice only: control your anger. La taghdab. Don't get angry. Control your emotion. No matter whatever happens to you, at that particular moment, control your emotion. Control your anger. It is so dangerous. And he did not understand. He keep on asking, Ya Rasulullah, give me some more. Give me some more advice. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that this sahabi has very short temper. He only needed one advice for his life to change, and that was to control his anger. So Rasulullah keep on advising him over and over and over again that for you, only one advice, that you control your anger. If you control your anger, everything will be right. So my brothers, it is so important. Sometimes it happens, someone is saying something and we lose our control, we lose our emotion, and we fire back or we start quarreling and fighting, and it ends to so many dangerous things. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has advised, la taghdab, don't get angry, control your anger. If you can practice upon it, inshallah, it will be so many benefit for us. The fourth advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given, la yu'minu ahadukum حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. And this is the hadith with regard to the حقوق العباد. First three ahadith was regard to yourself. Control your tongue, control your anger, and don't waste your valuable time. All these three advices for yourself. But the fourth advice, because we are living in the society, we are living amongst the people, so people have rights upon us. Our neighbors have rights upon us. Our colleagues with whom we are working 8 hours, 10 hours, they have rights upon us. So that's why the fourth advice Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given with regard to hukukul ibad, rights of the people. He said, you cannot be a true believer, no matter how long prayers you are praying, every year going for Hajj and Umrah, you know, spending your money in zakat and charity, you cannot be regarded a true believer until يُحِبُّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ. Until you like for your brothers whatever you like for yourself. It is very profound hadith. We don't have time to go in detail, but this in one short hadith, if you keep hold it very fast throughout our life and remember it every single day, inshallah, our life will be better and we will be successful. Whatever you like for yourself, like for others. What I like for myself? I like for myself, people must respect me. Right? So I should respect others. I like people must love me. I should love others. I like, no one should give any bad name to me. Don't insult me. I should not insult anyone else. So whatever I like for myself, I should worry and concern about others in the same manner, in the same pattern. If you practice upon this hadith, the short hadith of Rasulullah, inshallah, our life will be so comfortable and so successful. May Allah give us tawfiq to practice upon all these ahadith of Rasulullah. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.